Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about the subject of domestic violence. And though this isn't a positive type of subject matter, it's a necessary one because I've been having too many discussions with too many people lately who are finding themselves in these situations and not even necessarily understanding what it encompasses. Because when you think about domestic violence, we think about one spouse or partner hitting another. But that's only a small part of what encompasses this issue. So let me go into this a bit deeper so that you can figure out what may be going on in your world and if perhaps you need to make some changes for your own mental health and, more importantly, for your children's if you have any. First of all, anytime a partner tries to isolate you from your friends and or your family, that is an abusive type of relationship. And they do that to gain control so they can do what they want to do with you, with your assets, with anything that matters to you. So if you're finding that the person that you're with is going out of their way to not allow you to see your friends or your family, this is a really good indicator that this is a person who you need to get away from. The second thing that happens a lot of times is that abusers will do things to get you to think that they love and care for you in the beginning of the relationship. They might take you to fancy places, buy you fancy things, and over time that's happening less and less. And you're finding that instead of being given these wonderful articles of love and care, you're getting emotions of negativity, demeaning commentaries toward you, maybe being embarrassed in front of your friends or your partner's friends. Hints that you aren't being treated respectfully, never mind lovingly. Because understand, in a loving, caring relationship, disrespect doesn't exist. Another thing that can happen a lot of times is this thing called jealousy. This is when the person wants to know everything that you're doing, who you're hanging with, and if they think that you may be out there with another man, they flip out. More often than not, it's because they're the one doing the cheating and they're projecting this onto you. Not in all cases, but in many cases. So keep that in the back of your mind if these things are occurring as well. Being forced to have sexual relations when you don't want to have them is considered rape. It is not okay to be with a person who thinks that you're there to service them. It's a form of sexual abuse. Now, this is something that I want you to also keep in the back of your mind, especially if you have children. If you have children, especially young children, who are acting out in ways that do not seem age appropriate, touching other kids in inappropriate ways, or they're asking you questions about things that they shouldn't know about, sexually speaking, I want you to listen to what they're saying. I want you to ask questions, and I want you to find out as much as you can about what may be going on, because there's probably something going on that should not be. Those are your hints to know that you need to intervene for your children's good. Because I'm going to tell you this, there's too many kids out there who are being molested and sexually abused by the people they're supposed to love and respect the most. That could be anything from parents, aunts, uncles, cousins, siblings, and friends and neighbors. It doesn't matter. More often than not, these things happen with people who the child knows and thinks that they can trust. So you best keep yourself apprised of what is going on with your own children. And by all means, if anything is happening in your family that feels anything like this, especially if your significant other is blaming you for drinking too much or doing drugs, and they're treating you really badly, what they're doing is they are undermining you with the people in your world, and that's a form of abuse as well. So I just want you to understand the different ways that one can be abused and have themselves taken out of their own lives to the point where they can get very depressed and feel like they can't make changes. Well, if you catch this early enough, you can exit the relationship. And even if you don't catch it early, still you need to exit that relationship. Get yourself in touch with someone who is a professional to help you to take the steps you need to take so that you are not in an abusive relationship. And if you think one of your friends or family members are, please do them the favor of letting them know that you think something is up and tell them exactly why what you're observing that may not be healthy for them or for their kids, and help them get the help they need. Because this is the thing, it's so easy to be there to have fun and do enjoyable things with people, but true love and care comes when you take a stand for the people you say you care about and help them get the help that they need to get. I had a client years ago who had a friend who had a drug addiction issue, and this one was talking about suicidality, and now, the friend was an acupuncturist down in Southern Virginia, and if anyone found out that she had this problem, she could lose her license to practice acupuncture. And yet, this client really isn't a therapist. So what they did very lovingly was they directed her toward me, they paid for her care through me, and she was able to get the help she needed. I'm not saying you have to pay for the help of the person that you care about, but what I am saying is to definitely let them know that you care enough to have noticed the issue, and that you're there to help and support them in any way you can. As always, I thank you so much for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.